Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, from the wettest county to celebs breaking up fights, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie has a roundup of the stories from around the country this week. Well, Shane, has it been a big week for the island?
It has. There's lots of different stories from around the country, lots of regional bits. And this is what we try and do with this lot, is not just the big national news that everyone's heard about, some of the quirkier stories that you don't hear about normally.
Yeah, and I want to say, I said the island and surrounding islands, because I am a fan of them also. Yeah, and beautiful. Up first, we're looking at Ireland's most popular filming locations.
Yeah, so we're actually going to a few regional locations for our first story, because we've Ireland's most popular filming locations revealed. In fairness, Ireland is a gorgeous country for filming. Like even, do you know that brutal Lindsay Lohan film, Irish Wish? I don't know if you saw that.
No.
Appallingly bad. Actually so bad it's good. But it had some gorgeous shots of Ireland. So the country still looks beautiful, even if the acting is brutal. So with that in mind, we have a press release from Tony Bett, which decided to investigate which of 20 Irish filming locations are the most popular according to the films they were in and also Instagram and Google search data. Do you want to take a guess at number one?
I'm going to say the West anyway, the rugged coastline of the West.
There you go. Yeah, it's Cliffs of Moher. That comes out on top. They get an index score of 100 out of 100. The Cliffs of Moher, the most popular, according to both Instagram and Google searches. They attracted 724,000 Instagram posts, and people are Googling the Cliffs of Moher 190 times a month. Sorry, 190,000 times a month. The Cliffs of Moher appearing in films like The Princess Bride and also Harry Potter and The Half-Blood Prince. In second place is the Wicklow Mountains, commonly featured on screen. You can see them in that other brutal film, P.S. I Love You, Braveheart, which is a lot better, and the TV show Vikings. In third, no surprise here, Achill Island, because of course of the Banshees of Inisherin. Powerscourt Estate, that provided the scenes for Kubrick's Barry Lyndon, which I've never seen, don't know what it's about, but it's on screen. And recently, Powerscourt has appeared in Cocaine Bear and Irish Wish.
It's another one. I should just work my way through some So Bad They're Good movies this weekend.
Cocaine Bear, I'd stick on that. Irish Wish, and of course, Far and Away with the Tom Cruise accent as well. And rounding out the top five was Ashford Castle, which is gorgeous. I was there last December for a couple of nights, and I see why it's so popular for movies, because it is stunning. And that featured in The Quiet Man and also the television period drama Rain as well. So they're the top filming locations in Ireland.
Yeah, and like, it's worth mentioning, also in the top 10 are the Skelligs, because of course that was made so famous, and it is just stunning. Aerial shots of there is just out of this world.
And people Google regularly Skellig Star Wars, so they associate it so much with that franchise.
Now, Cork Bike Lane. Tell us a little bit about this.
This is just a classic Irish story, an Irish solution to an Irish problem. Cork BO tells us this week about what they reckon is Europe's, if not the world's, shortest bike lane. The bike lane is 3 yards long, and you have a bit of tarmac, and then it ends with a giant wooden tree planter firmly blocking the way. So you start on the cycle lane, cycle 3 yards, and then if you actually got on the bike and cycled, you'd crash into this wooden planter. If anyone wants to take a look at this, if you're in Cork, it's on Little Pine Street in the newly revamped Victorian Quarter around McCurtain Street. So you've a small ramp clearly marked as the start of a bike lane, then you've got your bit of tarmac, a big planter completely blocking the way. The reason this is in the news this week, by the way, is that it's gaining fans abroad. People are obsessed with this story. It was highlighted by the popular What If Cork Twitter account, then the international cycling news site road.cc, which apparently has loads of followers, said they could imagine the conversation that went on when this was being planned. We'll stick a cycle lane in, we'll make it the smallest cycle lane imaginable, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're back on the footway. Oh, and we should stick a giant planter right at the end of the tiny cycle lane just for laughs. Makes no sense at all. Apparently a number of people have contacted the council about it, tried to move the planter even so that you could go further than 3 yards. But as we speak, it remains in place, so it's still there.
And I was kind of saying this on the show earlier this week with the big controversy over the expensive bike shed that we always kind of laugh and say, isn't that so Irish? Yeah. And yet we're a country full of intelligent people. We shouldn't just be like, you know, isn't this so Irish? But look,
You're dead right. That's another example of this is just so Irish.
I mean, it's embarrassing. interesting, but maybe it'll put that street on the map as one of the most filmed places.
It could, yeah.
As everybody Instagrams themselves on the world's shortest bike lane.
This could be a tourist attraction for keen cyclists, maybe.
Fantastic. There was celebs breaking up fights in Dalkey. Surely people don't fight in Dalkey of all places.
It's a mad story. Now, I've never heard of this actor, but I live a very sheltered life. Everyone else seems to have heard of him.
You're up very early in the morning, Shane.
True. I just watch Fair City. This is the Hollywood star, Steve Buscemi. I think is how you pronounce his name. I was watching an interview he did with Stephen Colbert, and he described this actor as having played some of the most memorable oddballs and cold-blooded killers. So he's a really popular actor, but making the news for a different reason this week, because he intervened, as you say, after a vicious fight started outside a pub in Dalkey over the weekend. Dalkey and vicious fights, not a phrase we're used to hearing, but the 65-year-old actor, just in case you're like me, you don't know who he was in Reservoir Dogs, Armageddon and The Big Lebowski, and he was spotted eating out at Bubba's Fish Market on Saturday evening. He's filming a Netflix show called Wednesday at the moment, that huge show, and a fellow diner told the Irish Independent that nobody in the restaurant recognised the famous actor. I wouldn't have either, in fairness. Would you know him?
Yeah, okay. I would. I mean, I'd have to Google image him, but I have an idea in my head and I do know that name.
And if you saw him, you go, oh, that's definitely that guy who I've seen in films or whatever. But apparently none of the other diners recognised him or certainly went up annoying him for autographs or anything like that.
I wouldn't expect to see him in a chipper in Dalkey. Let's be honest.
True. And after he finished eating his chips, there was a fight going on outside on the street. Now, Buscemi didn't break up the fight, but he intervened and stood over the guy on the ground for a few seconds. The actor then left and went around the corner from where the fight had happened. So kind of just intervened, made sure one of the injured parties was okay. Hopefully he doesn't think that this reflects Ireland. I'm sure he doesn't.
No, I mean, look, stuff happens.
Yeah, everywhere. True.
Tempers flare, emotions get out of hand.
And he is normally very civilised, unless they were having a row over house prices or their yachts maybe or something like that. I don't know.
And if he was in Reservoir Dogs, sure, he's seen it all before.
True.
Which is the county with the most rain? Oh, the whole country this summer, but go on, who wins?
Now, two things I'll say here. I don't want to depress people. We're all aware of a brutal summer. Separately, it's meant to be 25 degrees today, so don't lose all
hope. Score. The summer is now.
Exactly. This is an Indian summer, as I'd call it. We're obsessed with the weather here. Keep your ears open because we're going to tell you the places with the most rain. I felt it was Nice because certainly where I in Kildare it was constant rain. The Met Éireann says the average temperature this summer was 14.5 degrees, so no surprise to anyone, the coldest summer since 2015. Apparently it was 13 degrees back in 2015. Maybe we blocked that summer out. June was recorded as Ireland's coldest ever on record. August was the second wettest ever recorded, and summer's wettest day came on the 4th of August, and it's County Mayo. That's our wettest county there. 34.6 millimetres of rain recorded at Newport in Mayo. Newport in Mayo also recorded the most wet days overall. And in further bad news for Mayo, they saw the summer's lowest temperature recorded at Claremorris on the 11th of June. Mayo gets the most rain and the lowest temperature. Dublin got the highest temperature. We did have 26.6 degrees at the Phoenix Park on the 24th of June, which kind of means if it's 25 degrees today, we're not doing too bad for September if 26 was the highest all summer.
Yeah, and look, the rain is good for the plants and the green grass of home. That's the only thing we can say.
Donegal saw the least sunshine, by the way. So if you're wondering in Donegal, that's the reason why it was so dark and miserable over the summer.
So try and soak it up as much as you can this weekend.
Yes.
And finally, Ireland's oldest woman.
Yeah, so this woman, she seems like someone you'd love to be like your granny or your auntie because she's just lived this amazing life. We're going to Donegal for this final story, and the Irish Times have an exclusive interview with her. The woman is called Ruby Druce, who apparently is unfazed when reminded that she is, at 108 years old, Ireland's oldest person. She says, when your man above pulls the plug, off you go. So kind of saying there, when your number's up, your number's up, really. She's from Castlefin in Donegal, and she doesn't really have much advice to give about how to live a long life. She says her secret is hard work, walking, and a daily cod liver oil tablet.
Ooh, the simple stuff.
Yeah.
You see?
Also doesn't drink, which may be another reason why she's lived such a long life. And just incredible the life this woman has led. So she's outlived her husband, Jim, by 54 years.
Wow.
So he died like 54 years ago. She also lost two of her siblings to the Spanish flu more than 100 years ago. She was born on New Year's Eve in 1915. That's just a few months before the Easter Rising. So she's lived through two world wars and two pandemics. And she was asked how her father protected her from the Spanish flu at the age of three. And she says poutine. And that was the only drink she ever had was when she was three.
Wow, see, maybe that put her off. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it would save her life as well. Back then, Daniel O'Donnell rings her for her birthday. Last time he said he'd come and see her, and she said, as long as you bring Magella. So she's a bit of crack in her. And she got the €2,500 off the president for her 100th birthday. Just, she seems like an amazing person. She gave every penny away. She gave some to the guide dogs for the blind, something to Lifford Hospital, and some to the cancer bus, because she said she didn't need the money. So this New Year's Eve, Ruby Druce will celebrate her 109th birthday.
Well, many happy returns to you, Ruby Druce. May we all take a leaf out of your book. Shane Beattie, thank you very, very much. Have a lovely weekend.
Thanks, Claire.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.